WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A Brazos County District Court jury has sentenced a Bryan man to 3 life terms in prison for an armed robbery at Pepe's restaurant 2 years ago. 25-year-old Peter Olson will have to serve another 28 years before he becomes eligible for parole. He is also awaiting trial on charges of firing a gun at a vehicle following that robbery, along with evading arrest and aggravated assault involving a crash, which were also after the robbery. Olson has also been indicted for a second armed robbery, hacking into the county jail's computer system in an attempt to forge paperwork that would have lowered his bond, and while in jail, attempting to sway someone to commit other armed robberies. In less than 8 months, College Station School District administrators plan to start moving into the new Welborn Middle School. The district's facilities director, John Hall, told the school board classes will start on August 20th.
We do have projected completion date window between August 6th and August 17th right now. So we're pressing hard to make that closer to the 6th than the 17th.
Hall thanked the city of College Station for its assistance, including a temporary occupancy permit for August 17th.
We will start all the move-in activities for furniture and everything else prior to that with special permission from the city. We've already been talking to them about that.
While construction has been behind schedule, Hall says the new middle school is still within its $51 million budget. Brazos County officials presented an update this week on widening Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch. Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who represents the area, says 30% of the design work has been completed. The unknown is when the widening will start. Aldrich says they are waiting for construction vehicles to complete their drives in and out of new residential subdivisions.
The idea is let's not spend a lot of the county and citizens' taxpayers' money on making improvements and then have a large amount of construction traffic up and down Arrington Road, putting damaging that surface.
That's one of 3 county road projects south of College Station. Aldrich says the completion of an extension of Mesa Verde from Indian Lakes to Highway 6 is expected next month, and an extension of Cherokee from the freeway to where the developer takes over is almost done. The ongoing efforts by supporters of improvements in the city of Bryan's Castle Heights neighborhood resulted in 2 warnings from the mayor.
The last time public comments were allowed at a council meeting, Andrew Nelson repeated his standard directive to not comment about the governing body or city employees. That was followed by several speakers representing the Castle Heights neighborhood, including former councilman Rafael Pena.
It takes a lot to come up here. It's intimidating. Sometimes it's a little disheartening because we see you guys looking down at your phones when we're up here and we're giving you guys the respect, addressing you guys, and I just hope that we get that respect.
That led to a second warning from the mayor.
I'm going to use this time for a second warning, whether it's a compliment or critical. We're not to talk about an individual, staff member, council member.
The mayor did not react to a similar statement that was made by another Castle Heights speaker requesting street and flood mitigation projects in their neighborhood, which is south of Highway 21 and east of the freeway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 53 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Prior to becoming commissioner, among other roles, Irma Colley has served on the State Board of Pardons and Parole as a parole board member, a position appointed to her by Governor Ann Richards. She has served as a juvenile probation officer, field unit, and court supervisor for Brazos County Juvenile Services and as director of the Girls Club of Brazos County.
Hi, this is Irma Colley, your county commissioner, Precinct 4. I'm running for re-election and I need your support. Please go and vote today for Irma Colley, county commissioner, Precinct 4. Thank you.
Political ad paid for by the Irma Colley campaign. Helen Washington, Treasurer.
Hey, good morning. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
We'll see a mixture of sunshine and cloudiness today. The clouds will be coming in from the west and west-southwest today. Temperatures about 70 to 75. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50 to 55. We'll see more in the way of cloudiness head into the region tomorrow. Turns partly to mostly cloudy, 65 to 70. There could be a few showers tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Cloudy, breezy chance of shower Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Coach Gary Blair and company picked up a big win at the SEC tournament yesterday as the Aggie women defeated Arkansas by a large margin, by the way, 83-53. Here's Coach Blair on the SEC Network after the win.
I'm just proud of my kids. I was able to rest some, and hopefully we'll be ready for a very, very good LSU team tomorrow.
By the way, I had the difference right. It was 82-52, not 83-53. The ladies will be taking on LSU today, as you heard Coach say. So we'll hear a little bit more from Coach coming up, as well as talking Aggie men's hoops. Aggie baseball and softball will both be back on the field today, so all that more coming up in sports.
So there you are. It's we mentioned earlier this week that it was like Weather Forecaster's Day or some kind of something, and that with the exception of maybe weather forecasters in North Korea, it's a job that you can get right about 50% of the time, and it doesn't matter, right? Okay, so now with that in mind, the next time the weather doesn't end up being what the forecast person says, dude or dudette they may be, the second of four next-generation weather satellites, part of an $11 billion program to upgrade U.S. America's weather observation and forecasting, was put into space yesterday.
Oh.
So it's the GOES satellite, which, of course, Chelsea knows this, but the rest of you don't.
Right.
That stands for the geostationary
operational environmental satellite. Yep, see? Glad we could share that with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll know when the bad weather's coming.
Oh, what? More than that. I mean, now this
one... It does so much more, Zach.
It does so much. Now, this will give us multispectral images.
Ooh.
Of weather patterns that are affecting the Pacific Ocean as far west as New Zealand, because we really need to know about that.
Yeah.
It will include Hawaii, also Alaska, Mexico, Central America, and, of course, Western U.S. America. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that's the NOAA.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Because a long time ago, they used to just be called the Weather Bureau, and they went, no. We need to sound far more important than that.
Yeah. Fancier than
that. That's it. So they said, this means, are you ready?
Yep.
More accurate forecasts in real time. Here's the money part. That will be a quantum leap above the previous space-based weather station.
Wow, a
quantum leap. Just a leap.
Exactly. They're saying more accurate and a quantum leap. Can they even look at us in a straight face and get the forecast wrong ever again? I mean, doesn't this guarantee that they'll be right?
Right. This is a big promise.
Not how it works.
I know.
That's not how any of this works.
It's $11 billion they're spending to make sure your picnic won't be ruined.
Yeah.
Oh.
But how often do you go out for a picnic and it starts raining,
well,
Scott?
Well, whatever. It could be an athletic event. I don't care. I'm just saying $11 billion. And it's a quantum leap, which means there must have been a high degree of suckage prior to that.
Right. Know? To be able to make that.
Is it going to account for the Aggie Dome?
No, I don't know. Hello?
Yeah, they just made a movie about some type of weather satellite that went awry. I hope not. This doesn't go that way.
I didn't hear that. I didn't know that it happened. Oh, hello.
Yeah, I want to know how you get a real-time forecast. Real-time, that's what you look out the window and see, and forecast is predicting what happens in the future. So how do those guys at NOAA give us a real-time forecast?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate
Great point.
I appreciate you delving into the English language
It is, Grammar Day is this weekend.
Well, that's
I don't know if that's really grammar, but, you know.
Oh, that'll be my favorite day of the week.
No, I like the idea. Really. Let's think about a real-time forecast.
And again, he's
on.
Right, real-time. You stick your head up and look up into the sky or look out the window, and there you go.
So how could we do it?
I can do a real-time forecast. Well, I can't right now.
That's okay. Hey, but listen, while we're at it, a listener A listener let us know that there will be an asteroid called 2018 DV1,
ooh,
which is going to pass within 73,000 miles of Earth today.
That's so close.
They said the asteroid is about the size of a bus. So
okay.
If you hear a bus going by today, and I don't know what time, but they were letting us know that at least that's happening. Okay, so
thank you for the heads up, listener.
I think we've done all we can do to make sure that you know that and then we had the story this morning, if you missed it, about the 80-pound life raft that fell off the Canadian helicopter,
right,
and went through a woman's roof in Florida,
almost killed her.
Yeah, almost killed her. So the life raft that almost killed. So again, right?
Sounds like a movie.
It does sound like a movie.
The Life Raft.
My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built the business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region, and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamond. Send me to Austin, and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamond Campaign.
United Ag and Turf offers the hardworking John Deere tractors, mowers, and utility vehicles you need to take care of your property. Choose the powerful and versatile John Deere 5045E tractor. This 50-horsepower tractor offers the muscle and features you need to tackle your to-do list. Includes a 5-year powertrain warranty and a surprisingly affordable starting price of only $159 per month. And when you purchase a new John Deere tractor up to 50 horsepower, the first year's scheduled maintenance is free. All you need is the diesel. Stop in today or visit UnitedAgandTurf.com.
Offers end 4/30/2018. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Good morning, 717, Infomaniacs News Talk 1620 WTAW. You can call us, you can text us. It's really easy to do, 979-695-1620. You don't have to do the area code if you're local. Okay, now, I went into the break room refrigerator during your newscast to grab something for breakfast.
Somebody ate it.
No, it's okay. Inside was a sealed kind of Tupperware-type container that had boiled shrimp of some kind in there.
Can you imagine who made those?
Yeah, really. I know.
It was
boiled shrimp.
Those are my shrimp.
Those are your shrimp?
Yes.
Is it like shrimp scampi or something?
Yeah, I just sauteed them in some lemon garlic.
There you go.
Butter stuff.
Right. Wait, are they really your shrimp?
Yes.
It's cooking with Chelsea.
It's Friday.
I know.
For us Catholics,
that's right,
who are supposed to not eat meat.
It's in there. Now
it's in there. I didn't heat them up and smell up the break room.
By the way, Reeves, did we go over what you're giving up for Lent?
Nope, because I didn't give up anything.
Okay. Got that. What you been doing?
At least she's honest.
Yeah, slate's clean, so you're all right.
Yeah.
Now, we didn't get into this yesterday. I made a note. We didn't get into it, but what day were we talking about the ice cream that we got here?
Oh, just
was that
yesterday,
Wednesday or
maybe.
Thursday?
Was the other day. Maybe Wednesday.
Okay, and it was some kind of cheesecake.
There was a strawberry cheesecake.
Explosion thing, right.
Uh-huh,
okay.
And then a cherry vanilla flavor.
Well, because later on in the show, I went in. Folks, we have a really nice break room here. It has a nice little area for you to put stuff and a toaster and all this kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Okay, it looked like the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, okay? Did you see the place?
I did not.
This morning?
Yesterday. It had ice cream dripping.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
There was some that was slung up against the toaster. I mean, I was picturing some sort of a feeding frenzy.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much what it is anytime ice cream's brought up here.
Right.
Man,
it's like piranhas going after a cow leg in the middle of the...
A cow leg. Well, and then it's interesting because, you know, they bring it in and it's very frozen when they bring it in. Yeah. So normally you have not, you know, but some people just they're not patient. And so they're trying to dig in and, you know, of course, little ice cream bits go flying that heaven forbid somebody cleans up after
themselves.
No,
that's my whole point. Right. The whole idea that somebody might clean up.
Well, the best is when, you know, we walk, you know, a lot of times people bring up boxes of stuff, whether it's donuts or, you know, anything.
Cookies.
Cookies. And it's amazing how often I walk in there and the box is just empty. Yeah. It's just empty.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Who takes the last cookie?
That's a bone I have to pick.
Just leaves it. There's a trash can literally 3 feet away.
Because everyone I've talked to in the office says they are very anti-leaving empty box.
Right.
So who is it?
I don't know. Whoever's the last cookie taker.
We can't be the only people who have this going on.
What we need to do, because we are into investigative reporting here,
right.
Next time that somebody brings something up here, we got to catch it right off the bat and set up a hidden camera.
Ooh, yeah, do that. Yeah. Well, and the other thing is, you may or may
that
not
might be
know,
against, like, rules.
Zach is all about...
How's that against rules?
I don't know.
Zach is all about no empty ice trays.
No empty ice trays.
Right. He needs the ice trays refilled.
It's not about empty ice trays.
Okay.
It's half empty ice trays.
Okay.
It's people who take a few cubes out. What?
Yeah.
What's wrong with taking a few cubes out and leaving half the tray?
Yeah.
Just empty. We have a little receptacle.
We
have a receptacle
okay.
in the freezer that is meant specifically for this purpose, where you empty the entire ice tray, all of the cubes, into this receptacle. Then you go back, fill it back up.
Yeah, but then someone is digging their hand into the bin.
So it's so much better when they're fingering ice cubes out of the tray?
Well, if they take that ice cube,
What a horrible place this is to work.
I hate it.
Yeah, don't you all have the perfect scapegoat there called interns?
Yeah, that's true.
No, we pay everyone.
Yeah.
We don't have interns.
We wish we could, but it's radio. So
I started out as an intern over on Candy way back in the day, but I don't know of a lot of other interns. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I didn't realize that.
Summer before my senior year.
Really?
I was in a radio class, and then it was Frito and Allie in the morning back then. Yeah. I got to intern with them, and that's how we got the ball rolling.
What did you do as an intern on Candy 95?
So their show.
Candy 95 back then?
Yeah. It was 2011, Scott. Okay. Summer of 2011. Jeez.
Okay.
So their show goes from 6 to 10 because they play music, and they don't have to talk nearly as much as we do.
Right.
And so I would come on from 8 to 10 in the mornings and just kind of be part of the show, and then even Frito let me do a little sports update. So that's how I got started doing that.
Free passes and free food to go see sporting events. Yeah. Caller.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, it's Friday, so we're doing fine.
Right. It's awesome Friday. That's great. I'd like to know how come fish is not considered to be meat.
Why is fish not considered to be meat? Okay, well, we'll look into that.
I'll ask my priest and get back to you.
Just not meat, though, right?
Well, we may be able to find out today. It'd be great if your priest called in, but...
Actually, Father Albert is a very good friend of mine.
Okay, we could just Google it, maybe, and find that out.
Chicken's not considered meat, right?
Yeah, what? Yes,
why can't you?
Of course it is.
Chicken's meat?
Yeah.
I thought it was poultry.
Oh, my. Okay.
All right, we'll do this. We'll do that later.
All right.
Okay.
In the meantime... This is news that probably affects more people. I mean, yes, granted, everybody eats, but we'll take care of that little mystery. Or maybe somebody will call so we don't have to do it. Because, again, we're no smarter than our listeners, which makes us pretty dang smart, I'm just saying. But taking selfies can make your nose look 30% bigger. Just saying.
Yeah.
Well, I got a big schnoz anyway.
According to a new study published by the Journal of the American Medical Association, I read this and I went, what's the purpose of this? Why do they want to say that? There could be people who are self-conscious about their nose anyway, or it's, some other body part, but they're zooming in on the nose right here. What's the purpose in telling us this?
What they're saying is, if you're ugly, don't take selfies.
CNN says the study found that taking selfies at a distance of about 12 inches from the face increases the perceived size of the nose. Researchers are cautioning? Really? That patients interested in cosmetic procedures should not turn to self photographs as guidance, because that's not really how you look. Selfies tend to make your nose appear wider and thicker than it really is.
Okay.
So what do you do? Ask a friend?
Yeah.
No.
Don't take selfies.
Hey, take one for the gram.
Take a solo of me, please.
That's it. Because I need to take that to my...
Sure. Or you can set up a little tripod.
You could do that.
And get one of those remotes.
Because I want to go to the doctor so that I can look perfect before I die.
Right.
Right? Because you need to look perfect.
Perfect.
Make sure. But just know, your nose is not nearly as big as you think it is.
Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. They're comfortable, spacious, and easy to control with performance-matched implements and a genuine Kubota diesel engine for years of reliable service. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with 0% APR financing for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a 6-year warranty. Now through March 31st, 2018. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Come see WC Tractor at one of their four Kubota locations in Bryan, Navasota, Brenham, or Temple, or visit WCTractor.com.
G'day there. I'm Nick Adams. I'm a Texan. I'm a Fox News commentator, and I love America. And this is a message about Paul Riga. He's running for re-election for the Brazos County Republican Party, and you need to vote for him. Keep the Brazos County Republican Party in conservative hands. Vote Paul Riga.
Howdy, I'm Paul Riga. I work hard and fight for you every day to keep Brazos County in Texas strong and conservative. I humbly ask for your vote.
Re-elect my dad, Paul Riga, Republican Party Chairman.
Political ad paid for by Paul Riga.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Good morning, 726 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather, it's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin Airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Pretty nice day today. How about 73? Winds out of the east at about 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, we'll be down around 50. Tomorrow, 70. Have some more clouds rolling in, but still great temps. And then the 74 for Sunday, 40% chance of rain is what they're telling us, but they've spent $11 billion on satellites, so they ought to be able to tell us really whether it's going to rain or not. On Monday, a 60% chance of rain with a high of 73, and even looking on to Tuesday, about 67 as sunshine returns. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 10. Got a few clouds out there, and we've got 53 degrees now.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Earlier this week, I told you about her, Libby Schaff, the radical leftist wacko mayor of Oakland, California. She is the one who warned illegal immigrants that ICE would be conducting raids within 24 hours. And due to her warning, hundreds of illegal alien criminals avoided capture. Tom Holman, the acting director of ICE, says that of the 864 illegals targeted, only 150 were picked up. The mayor's warning put the lives and safety of ICE agents at risk, as well as everybody else in the city. Director Holman says that what the mayor did was no better than a gang lookout yelling 5-0 when a police cruiser comes into the neighborhood, except she did it to the entire community. On Wednesday, this glittering jewel of colossal ignorance held a press conference, and instead of apologizing, she doubled down. She used her own hatred of Trump to justify what she did. We have to fight against the racist myth that the Trump administration is trying to perpetuate, that immigrants are dangerous criminals. There is nothing further from the truth. And she's dead wrong. Among the 150 illegal immigrants picked up, many were dangerous criminals, and among those who escaped because of her were many more dangerous criminals who we can predict are going to commit more crimes. Mayor Schaff is the face of the new progressive Democrat Party, irresponsible, unaccountable, and fueled by some kind of incomprehensible hate.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street? Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 53 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming brought up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. With fingers crossed, College Station School District administrators plan to move into the new Welborn Middle School in time for classes to start on August 20th.
I'm claiming right now with a big gulp that we will have it ready in time for school to start.
CSISD's facilities manager John Hall thanked the city of College Station for granting special permission to move furnishings later this summer, followed by a temporary occupancy permit.
With this completion date so close to the first day of school, there's no doubt we're going to have a greater than normal number of punch list items. It's going to be a little more chaotic, a little rougher looking than what any of us are used to. We've had our hat off and talking to our friends at the city for many months over this, and they've been very, very cooperative, I might add.
Hall says the project is still within its $51 million budget. Last year, Brazos County Commissioners approved widening Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch. An update on the project was presented this week by county officials. Commissioner Steve Aldrich, who represents the area, says construction won't start until heavy truck traffic finishes going in and out of new residential subdivisions.
Looking at 1, 2, 3, 5 years before the county gives the go-ahead to start construction.
It will be a function of the development process going through planning and zoning with the city of College Station for the developers there. So we're just planning on having our design done and ready to say when the appropriate time comes to go ahead and bid and award and then be able to start the project.
Aldrich says the design phase is 30% complete, and he expects that to be finished sometime this year. Regarding two other county road projects south of College Station, Aldrich says an extension of Cherokee is almost done from the freeway to where the developer takes over construction. And he expects an extension of Mesa Verde from Indian Lakes to Highway 6 to be completed next month. Another groundbreaking has taken place at the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Officials turned dirt yesterday on a $42 million three-story academic building. That's where System Universities outside of A&M will provide degree and certificate programs for up to 2,500 students who will be transferring from Blinn College's new building, which will open this fall. The System's building will open in the fall of next year. Members of the Bryan City Council being criticized for playing with their phones the last time public comments were allowed resulted in a second warning from the mayor.
The warning for Mayor Andrew Nelson was about making statements complimenting or criticizing the governing body or city staff.
I mean, it's nice to get them as compliments, but it's my policy that we're going to honor it as the law, as our charter shows.
The warning followed statements from former Councilman Rafael Pena, the president of the Castle Heights Neighborhood Association. Mayor did not react later in public comments from another Castle Heights speaker, Larry Gilbert.
I pay a lot of taxes in Bryan, and when we get up here and speak to you guys, like one of them say, people playing with their phones, and we're not paying attention to what our needs are.
Castle Heights speakers are in their fourth year of asking for street and flood mitigation projects in their neighborhood, which is south of Highway 21 and east of the freeway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The week after the Austin City Council forced private employers to provide paid sick leave comes a vote giving the same benefit for all city employees, including part-time, temporary, and seasonal workers.
This after council narrowly passed a vote mandating paid sick leave for private sector employers in Austin. Councilmember Ora Houston voiced her objections.
I know this is going to be awful, but I'm not going to be able to support this. There's too many things that are not finished yet. There are too many unknowns, and I can't endorse something that I have no idea about what the outcomes are going to be.
The measure passed 9-2 with Troxclair also voting no. In Austin, Eric Lycom, TSN News.
College Station 911 dispatchers early yesterday morning received numerous reports of gunfire on the north side of town near the Bryan city limits. With the help of a witness, police found a man who told officers he fired an undisclosed number of shots from a pistol and a rifle. CSPD's news release did not indicate anyone or anything was hit. 22-year-old Samuel Brimberry was arrested for discharging a firearm and possessing marijuana in an unidentified controlled substance. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 53 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to remind you to exercise your constitutional right to vote and encourage others to do the same. Early voting for the primary election begins Tuesday, February 20th, and runs through Friday, March 2nd. Election day is Tuesday, March 6th. Don't forget to bring a valid photo ID, which is required to protect the integrity of our elections.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign. Brian Brown, treasurer.
Hello, my name is Selena Vasquez. I am running for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 4. Election day is Tuesday, March 6th. I am a teacher, a mother, and an active community volunteer. I have a master's degree in government and business administration. I am a trained mediator, and I would love to serve as your next Justice of the Peace. Please vote, Selena Vasquez.
Political ad paid for by the Selena Vasquez campaign, Fernando Vasquez, treasurer.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
The weather across the area today looks decent. We'll alternate back and forth between sunshine and cloudiness. It'll be 70 to 75. Overnight, clear to partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to 50 to 55. Increasing clouds tomorrow. Highs, they'll be 65 to 70. Cloudy tomorrow night. There could be a couple of showers. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Cloudy, breezy Sunday, chance of showers, high Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops picked up a win in the SEC tournament yesterday, 82-52 over Arkansas. Danny Williams scored 22 points. Kennedy Carter added 19 for the Aggs. We'll hear from head man Gary Blair here in just a little bit. Also on the men's side of the court, the Aggies wrap up their regular season tomorrow afternoon at home against Alabama. Hear from head coach Billy Kennedy. Baseball and softball both back in action today as well. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. It's 740, News Talk 1620, WTAW. The Infomaniacs, you can join us on the phone. You can text us. You can do any of that. 979-695-1620. Okay, we've got your Lent questions for you.
We do. Yep. So Zach was asking about, well, fish and chicken,
yep,
apparently.
Yep.
So here's the question, and this is coming from the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops.
Okay.
So it's a credible source.
There you are.
Abstinence laws consider that meat comes from only animals such as chickens, cows, sheep, or pigs, all of which live on land.
Ah.
Birds are also considered meat. Abstinence does not include meat juices and liquid foods made from meat.
Oh.
Thus, foods as chicken broth, uh-huh, soups cooked or flavored with meat, meat gravies or sauces, as well as seasonings or condiments made from animal fat are technically not forbidden. However, moral theologians have traditionally taught that we should abstain from all animal-derived products.
Mm-hmm.
Fish are a different category of animal, salt and freshwater species. Amphibians, reptiles, and shellfish are permitted.
Can eat reptiles.
You can eat
reptiles.
But aren't
they
on land?
Yeah.
Well,
aren't
they on land? They're not mammals,
yeah.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's
so,
a lot of rules.
That's right. So here you go. A new European survey has revealed that pigs outnumber people 2-1 in Denmark.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Spider pig does whatever a spider pig does.
Hey.
Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out. He is a spider pig.
There you go. Pigs also outnumber all other livestock across the entire European Union.
Yeah, wow. I believe it.
Pigs are overrunning Europe.
They love them some bacon.
I guess so. Denmark, the only country where pigs outnumber people, though. There are 215 pigs for every 100 citizens.
My. God,
catch you a pig.
Oh, yeah, that's twice as many pigs as people.
Yeah.
More so.
Well, anyway.
Yeah,
and,
Denmark, two and one. Twice as many.
Denmark,
good job, Zach.
Also,
boom. Math.
Love that Tyler math.
Yeah, buddy.
Anyway, Denmark, also known throughout Europe for producing the best bacon.
Mm.
I bet you Jack in the Box or somebody will come up with Danish bacon soon.
Oh, we've got Danish bacon.
It's the best of the bacons.
Now, do the Danes make theirs any different than normal folk?
Cure it differently.
We don't have time today, but I'm sure we can find out some. Put that on the list.
Put it on the list.
Look stuff up. All right, so, yeah, we haven't done this in a while. Jokes that you can tell your kid.
Oh, okay.
Or jokes that kids can tell one another.
Okay.
So, how do oceans say hello to each other?
They wave.
Good job, Zach. He
Boom.
Didn't know the children
I can
jokes.
Pick up on that one.
What did one wall say to the other wall? Meet you at the corner.
Oh, okay.
Okay. What? You like that, huh?
Yeah.
What do you call a bear with no teeth? A gummy bear!
There used to be a cartoon called Gummy Bears.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're out there. By the way, while I'm talking about that, a man in Alabama upset with his roommate for tearing the cereal bag open. Okay?
Now, why did you go from toothless to Alabama, Scott? That's not very nice.
Oh, we're not done. So now, you know, have you ever opened up the cardboard part and you get to that other part
there? The bag part.
And you know, try to pull that thing open and
it's kind of
problematic,
yep,
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what do you do with that? Because you need to be careful how you open that thing.
Right.
The man was upset because the tear that his roommate made in the cereal bag would not allow the Cap'n Crunch to stay fresh.
Oh, right. My gosh.
No, it's true.
Yep, that's right. And as a result, it made it harder for the original roommate to eat it. Because he hadn't got his dentures in.
Oh, and... Ooh.
Okay. The man suggested...
I would think stale Captain Crunch would actually be easier
eat. Yeah. He said you were being inconsiderate for bag tearing like that. Mm. He said, why don't you remove your dentures and see for yourself how hard it is to eat stale cereal with no teeth? Roommate refused. The toothless man then hit him with a laptop cord.
Oh, ew.
Police were called.
Mm-hmm.
The Captain Crunch muncher was charged. So, just saying.
You got to let it soak a little bit until it gets all soggy. Then you can just kind of drink it.
Now, there used to be, I want to say the name of the cereal was Skinner. And
Skinner?
Yeah, and you just opened it. I mean, it was the name of the company. And you just opened the box, and there it was.
Oh, yeah.
And again, that's a different time.
Right.
I guess you could maybe do that. People weren't messing with food back then. But you just open it up, and there's the cereal just sitting there in the cardboard.
Now, I have those little the little clips that I like to put on my cereals.
All right, yeah.
But I guess it would be too expensive to have like a Ziploc baggie or something, or like something that you could close back.
I don't know. You know, you could go to the grocery store, and they have like those 12-pound bags of cereal.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can.
And
yeah.
They always do the healthy ones. You ever notice that? Like they're the knockoff Fruit Loops and the knockoff Cap'n
Crunch.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the healthy ones,
those.
Right.
Yeah, so that's it. So you could drag like a 3-pound bag of that around.
Sure.
And you could probably put a clip on that. That would probably work. And, you know, but at the same time. Or you could just pour milk in there and eat it out of the bag like a free pie.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right, so at what point do we declare that social media is, in fact, a public health crisis?
Oh, gosh.
Pew Research Center says 40% of the people say that it would be, quote, difficult to give up social media.
Yeah.
That's up from 28% just 4 years ago. Again, 4 years ago, 28%, now 40%.
Okay.
So, yeah, there are a lot of people who are pretty much hooked on this thing.
Right. Now, I wonder if you ask, would it be hard to give up social media if it just didn't exist, like no one else had it?
Right.
You know, because I think part of it is obviously that FOMO thing.
Excellent
point. Fear of missing out, because everyone else, if they are on social media and things are going on and information is being shared and you're not, it would be hard. But, you know, if no one had it, okay.
They say the hardest site to quit. What do you think the hardest site to quit?
Facebook.
Is?
Yeah.
Well, I thought so, too, but it was YouTube.
Oh, really?
YouTube's considered social media, though.
Yeah. Well,
interesting.
Well, again, that's an interesting point. Again, there you're talking all video. Mm-hmm. And that's not the case with the others. Anyway, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, and Snapchat. By the way, Twitter? Twitter not in the list.
Oh, yeah, I know. Interesting that Pinterest kind of was up there.
Yep. Am I wrong that Pinterest is for older people? Would that make sense, or is that not correct?
I wouldn't say older people. I would definitely say females.
Okay. Yeah, it's definitely geared towards females. Yeah.
So anyway, so there you go. So it's YouTube number one, then Facebook, then Instagram, then Pinterest,
and
then
Snapchat. I would say, if you say older as in like more like older than teenagers.
Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Consumer people who live by themselves or live in their a house or apartment.
Yeah, because it's a lot of like DIY stuff and recipes and
Caller?
Social media has been around for so long. My grandparents, they called it a party line.
Well, you know, that's true. Back in the day, that's probably right. 747.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
My name is Sue Elliott. I'm one of your candidates for Justice of the Peace Precinct 1 in Brazos County. If elected, I intend to maintain an office that works for the fair and compassionate resolution of issues. Traffic violations, civil matters, drug and alcohol citations will be handled as an educational opportunity for all involved. I will maintain office hours that work for working people, open 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. and not closing at lunch Monday through Thursday. The regular working person can come to JP Court and handle his or her case. No lawyers are necessary, but they are welcome. The JP Court handles Class C misdemeanors and civil suits under $10,000. This keeps them out of the higher courts, allowing them the time and resources for more serious offenses. My court will treat everyone with courtesy, respect, and compassion. I'm Sue Elliott, candidate for Justice of the Peace Precinct 1. I would appreciate your vote on March the 6th.
Paid political advertisement by the Sue Elliott Campaign. Mike Resink, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Child's Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Child's Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Child's Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
One of the best things I've ever learned about parenting was over Memorial Day weekend a few years ago. My brother, my son, and I headed east from Colorado to Ohio to pick up a fifth wheel that I'd purchased online. Well, we were in Missouri on the way back home to Colorado to pick up my wife and my other son so we could have a good long vacation. Except my truck broke down. We were stranded until I could get us towed to the nearest city there in Missouri. It cost me $3,000 in 4 days of that vacation. We sat in that hotel, eating every meal at the restaurant next door, until that truck got fixed on Tuesday after Memorial Day. I remember pulling onto the highway toward home and stewing over how horrible this whole adventure had turned out. And that's when my 7-year-old son, Troy, turned to me with the biggest smile on his face and said, "Thanks, Dad. That was the greatest vacation ever. We spent so much time together." I couldn't believe it. I'd been so upset all week about abandoning those vacation plans that I missed Troy just wanting to be with me. The stuff we did wasn't nearly as important as who we were with. My son taught me a great lesson that day. And if my truck ever breaks down again, I'm sure I'm going to be upset. But next time, I hope I'll rise above the trouble and focus more on the people around me. What we do isn't nearly as important as who we're with. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business? Nimble business? Dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business. Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
People make your business work, but how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. Number 15, Texas A&M women's basketball had no problem beating Arkansas in the SEC tournament yesterday, 82-52. Here's Coach Gary Blair on the SEC Network after the win.
Give my kids credit. I thought Danny and Kennedy shared the ball very well. Andrielle in the second half got every rebound there was, but I'm just proud of my kids. I was able to rest some, and hopefully we'll be ready for a very, very good LSU team tomorrow.
Danny Williams scored 22 points, and Kennedy Carter added 19 for the Aggs, who do advance to take on LSU in the quarterfinals this afternoon. Tip-off is at 2 o'clock with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. On the men's side of the court, the Aggies will wrap up their regular season tomorrow afternoon at home against Alabama. Now, the two teams have met once already this year, with the tie getting the better of the Aggs 79-57 in Tuscaloosa. However, as Coach Billy Kennedy points out, it's a new Aggie team now.
Yeah, we're playing better. Our team is changing an awful lot when you look at the beginning of the year against Alabama. We didn't have DJ. We didn't have Admon. Dwayne hurt his knee, so we're playing with a totally different team now and a different level of confidence, hopefully. So we're going to need all of that against Alabama. I think they're one of the more talented young teams in the country.
Tip-off against the Crimson Tide is at 1 o'clock at Reed with coverage right here on WTAW. Elsewhere in the men's game, University of Arizona President Robert C. Robbins says Sean Miller will remain the Wildcats basketball coach Robbins made the statement following an Arizona Board of Regents meeting yesterday, less than 3 hours after Miller vehemently denied a report that he discussed a six-figure payment to a top recruit, to attend the school. Both Aggie baseball and Aggie softball are back in action today. The 11th-ranked guys are up in Frisco, where they'll kick off the Frisco Classic against Louisiana Tech at 7 o'clock. Broadcast for that one will be over in the zone. Meanwhile, the 6th-ranked ladies are at home for the A&M invite. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the rest of the field.
Yeah, it's going to be a really tough tournament. Texas State's so good, and they've got great pitching and just really well coached. I have a lot of respect for that ball club and Ricky Woodard and Osterman and what those guys do there. And then Utah, of course, my alma mater. And I'm partial, but they're very well coached too. That's my kid. And I'm excited about what Amy Hogue has done there and what they've done in the Pac-12. And then La Tech, really well coached with Montgomery there. And it's going to be a tough battle, and it'll be fun for our kids to get right back in it.
The Aggies take on Louisiana Tech this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars rallied, but in the end, it just still wasn't enough as they fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 5-4 in overtime. Still, Stars head man Ken Hitchcock says he's proud of his team's fight.
I'm really pleased with the way we played the game. We made a couple of mistakes and paid the price for it, but we played a very good hockey game, and especially in the third period. I mean, this is going to end up hopefully being a really valuable point. I mean, the overtime. We had a lot of the chances and early, and you know, when you miss that, when you hit that many goalposts in overtime, those things happen.
With the loss, the Stars fall to 36-23-5 on the year. And that's been your sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2013 Ford Edge, a slick-looking car, only $14,988 on the lot. Again, that's a 2013 Ford Edge. You know you're getting a good deal on this, just under $15,000 at $14,988. Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6, head south from College Station. They are right there off the highway. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Candidate for Justice of the Peace, Precinct 1, Kenny Elliott, is the only candidate with more than 35 years in law enforcement.
As Justice of the Peace, my commitment is to the citizens and to the education of teenagers through the teen court process. I will be available 24/7, just as I have for the past 35 years. I will administer compassionate justice when needed and firm justice when required. Vote Kenny Elliott, first name on the ballot for JP of Precinct 1.
Political ad paid for by Kenny Elliott Campaign, Dr. Garth Morgan, Treasurer.
Knowing me as an attorney, Justice of the Peace, Brazos County Department Head, fellow Republican and friend, current District Clerk Mark Hamlin sought me, Margaret Meese, out and encouraged me to run. Here's just a few of my team.
This is Marvin Tate, and I want you to know that I support Margaret Meese for District Clerk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I know that Margaret Meese has the skill set, discipline, and determination to execute the duties as our next Brazos County District Clerk. Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political and paid for by Margaret Meese.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores reminding you to vote in the upcoming primary elections. Hundreds of thousands of American military men and women have served to protect this sacred right. Please honor them by voting in the upcoming election as well as future elections. I'm Bill Flores. I approve this message, and I thank you for your continuing support.
Good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Oh, Chip and Joanna are still out there. We were so concerned they'd fallen off the face of the earth. They've got a new HGTV show.
Do
Can
they
you
really?
Imagine? Yes.
What are they doing?
It's called Fixer Upper Behind the Design.
Okay.
It's described as a half-hour-long companion show.
Oh.
Which will give fans a peek behind the star's design process as they execute the overhaul.
Okay.
Yeah, it means buy your stuff from us.
Right.
That's basically how they do it.
Yeah.
You buy the stuff from them. Anyway, Entertainment Weekly reports the first show is scheduled to air on Tuesday, April the 10th.
So was the retirement not a real thing?
No,
or
of course not. It's like Garth Brooks' retirement.
He was gone for a good, 10 years?
Yeah, that's fine, but still. All right, so new data from Strategic Analytics reports that now there are more than 250 million homes that do that Netflix thing, and apparently it will reach 300 million by the end of the year. Actually, that's Netflix or Amazon Prime, so there.
Okay.
So, pure gold is safe to eat. It's basically flavorless.
Huh.
And, of course, you shouldn't eat your jewelry. That's definitely not
pure. No, but Goldschlager's safe.
Yeah, but again, it's just that's it.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
You know it. And the 2-liter bottle of soda was created by Pepsi, not Coke. Pepsi debuted it in 1970.
Huh.
So,
wow.
There you are.
Very cool. There you are.
8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Prime.